In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The city of Benton Harbor has been working on replacing lead service pipes, but the state is now involved and will speed it up. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist made that announcement on Thursday in Benton Harbor, along with Mayor Marks Muhammad, area clergy, and Department of Health and Human Services Director Elizabeth Hertel.
The state is also committed to expediting lead service line replacement using additional federal, state, and local resources, with the goal of replacing 100% of the lead service lines in Benton Harbor in the next 18 months. Now, while this is a very ambitious and aggressive goal, we believe that it is achievable.
The problem came to light in 2018 when testing of several dozen homes showed elevated levels of lead in 8 of them. It has gotten worse since then. 4 Van Buren County Central Dispatch employees are being honored for the work on August 20th when a teenager shot and killed a man, wounded his wife, and then took his own life on the South Pier in South Haven. 911 shift supervisor Mike Hostetler and dispatchers Christina Mortimer, Tom Bush, and Brooke Smith have been recognized by the Van Buren County 911 Advisory Board. Together, they processed 78 calls to 911 over a few minutes, with almost 50 calls also going to Cass County 911. Hostetler utilized live video of the scene the moment the second person was shot and before the teen killed himself. The county says their quick, clear, and accurate actions is evidence of their exemplary performance under the unusual stress of the incident. You may be starting to see the leaves turn on the trees in southwest Michigan, but it's running behind with all the warm weather we've been having. Michigan State Horticulture and Forestry Professor Bert Craig says fall color is best in the UP and northern Michigan right now.
It's somewhat delayed this year, so as I'm sure people are aware, you know, the early fall at least has been quite warm. I know the weather's changing a bit as we speak, but if you think about the last couple weeks, you know, we've had record warmth, but certainly above average, far above average.
Craig says fall color tours are big business in northern Michigan. He suggests going off the beaten path and checking out south central Michigan. The Republican-led Michigan legislature has approved tougher voter ID requirements and a ban against mass mailings of unsolicited absentee ballot applications. Governor Whitmer will veto them. Thursday's party line votes in the House came shortly after several people in the gallery were escorted out for yelling in protest against the action. The legislation would require voters who request an absentee ballot to write their driver's license number, state ID number, or the last 4 digits of their Social Security number. They currently sign the document, and the signature is checked against what's on file. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.